Tuesday, May 5th, and these are the readings from today's Holy Mass. The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 14, verses 19 through 28. In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and had made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and on to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters from them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord, in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Syria and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. The word of the Lord. And a responsorial psalm. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give you praise, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Make known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. And the response, your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. May my mouth speak the praise of the Lord. May all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. And the response, your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. The acclamation before the gospel. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ had to suffer and to rise from the dead, and so enter into his glory. Alleluia, alleluia. And now the gospel reading. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Be John chapter 14, verses 27 through 31. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I'm going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." It's the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.